Man. Welcome. Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, man. Whatever it is in life that you are speaking out, it's gonna come true, man. Continue to put in that work. Continue to speak it into existence. Continue to look yourself in the mirror and say it out loud. Say who you are. Pick who you are. Pick true to yourself. Don't pick to, you know, please others. Pick that person you want to become and become that person that day. You feel me? When you leave looking yourself in the mirror, you are that person. Move like that person. Person that you'll be proud of. A person that your younger self will be proud of. A person that your younger and wiser self will be proud of. And the years to come will just be proud of you making that decision to become the person that you truly are destined to be. And I feel nothing's out of reach. And whatever you might think is out of reach, when you are on that journey, bruh, it's gonna just like slowly just start revealing, you know? And when you feel like, man, I don't know if I'm going the right way or the wrong way, like, yo, God is gonna give you reassurance. It might be in bread, it might be it might be the change in your mentality. It might be through someone else's mouth. You feel me? Someone else's words. Because sometimes it's like you could have easily thought of that, right? Or you probably was thinking about that. But sometimes when it comes from someone else, it's just on a whole different level. Kind of like blows your mind, like, you feel me? So just get in the game. Truly, honestly, just get your ass in the game. It don't matter if you know a lick of it. You feel me? Whatever game it might be, just make sure that you get in there. And man, I'm going a little bit too long. Hey, bruh. Hey, welcome to the most vulnerable, most honest, most prolific, most entertaining podcast, man. The Justin Bless Podcast. And with that being said, man, make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, man, at JustinBless _. TikTok at JustinBless _. Them bars I was just spitting and giving to y'all was that real fire. You feel me? Just to motivate and put a little battery in your back. You feel me? Continue to push on or to just get in the game, whatever game it might be. Maybe you was thinking about like, man, maybe I should do this. Maybe I shouldn't. Man, people are going to think about this. People are going to think about that. People are going to say this. People are going to say that. Man, at the end of the day, bro, these people don't pay your bills or anything like that. And if those people are assisting you with bills, it might be your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever the case is. Like, if they hating and you worried about what they think, bro, it's only two ways because of this, man. A, you need to get more comfortable in that relationship. You need to do your part, especially if they supporting you or whatever. B, bruh, you with the wrong person. You feel me? It's one of those two options, bro. And only you truly know that answer. So, man, hopefully whatever it is on your side of things, everything's straight, everything's good, and you just get in the game. I'm telling you, I have recently, and I'm young in this game of real estate, but bro, like, I was so scared to get in this game, bro, because, you know, hearing about the 08 crash and other people in my mind and in my, not my close circle, but you know what I mean? I see these niggas from time to time, and these niggas talking about the market too high. Don't buy, don't this, don't that, man, just wait, blah, 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 this, that, and the third. Man, there's always a season for waiting. always, just like there's a season for everything. You feel me? It's kind of like when you run a marathon. You ain't sprinting the whole damn thing, bruh. But there's certain points you coasting. You feel me? Catching your breath, resting your legs. But you ain't never stopping, though. You feel me? You ain't never stopping. But you might slow down a little bit. Light jog, medium jog, heavy jog, sprint. You feel me? Stuff like that. But a lot of times, people are confused. People are going to tell you how to run a marathon, but they ain't never run it before. Don't fall for that trap, bro. If them niggas ain't run the same race as you, man, fuck what they talking about. Fuck what they talking about, bro. Them niggas don't know shit about your marathon. Because they ain't never run it their damn self. Then again, everybody's race is going to be different, but just a marathon in general, bro, you can't take advice from a nigga that ain't never run a marathon before. That don't even make no sense. Like the stuff that I'm doing, bro, people are talking all this, but the only thing that niggas is doing, they were renting house, they rent a house and bought a house. That's the only thing that they have done in their life, and they older than me. So what can them niggas teach me, man? They can't teach me not a lick of nothing, nigga. Not the stuff that I'm trying to do. You feel me? Like I always said, man, you can learn from anybody at any time, anywhere. You feel me? But be selective of what you actually digest. You feel me? Sometimes niggas just love to talk, and they just be talking like they know everything, but they really don't. Especially they like to talk about shit that they don't know nothing about, but they still want to talk like they know it. Like, bruh, shut up. So don't let nobody get in your head about any of that, bro. Push on forward, man. Yeah, it's going to be scary. You don't know nobody down that avenue. You don't know nobody down that journey or walked that journey or crashed out on that journey. Nothing like that, right? You the first one. Man, embrace the unknown. Embrace it. Take it in. Breathe it through the nostrils. Exhale it. Do it all. You feel me? Feel it. Smell it. Taste it, see it, hear it, whatever that it is, all five senses connected. And bro, I promise you, bro, if you got the right intentions, you're moving with great ambition, dedication, hard work, sacrifice. Bro, I'm telling you, it's just God's gonna just start revealing you're going down the right path, bro, especially when it's in your heart, bro. I'm telling you. And the type of people that I have run into, and I have as their phone number, personal phone number, bruh, people that are well set in life, at least with bread. You feel me? At the end of the day, you still got to make sure that you're set mentally. But bread-wise, these niggas are set in a big way. And I would never have run into these niggas or got introduced to these niggas if that day when I was scared to bring down the down payment, if I listen to that scaredness, right, that wanted to back out, that wanted to play it safe, if I listen to that side, I would never ran into these people, because I didn't. Man, this kind of stuff has paid me in dividends, bro, with knowledge, wisdom, courage, anything you can think of, bro. Confidence through the roof. Nobody can tell me shit, bro. I got my hair dyed blonde, nigga. Y'all niggas can't tell me nothing. Ain't nobody ever told me anything anyways when I got my hair blonde. Niggas just be asked like, yo, you got your hair blonde? I'm like, yeah, nigga. But them niggas know what it is, bro. You feel me? So they ain't really. But if I was a person, let's say playing it safe or whatever, these niggas feel like it could attack me or whatever. I'm not saying that they would, but you know what I mean? Niggas like to do slick comments, you feel me? Niggas like that shit, but they ain't do that with your boy. You feel me? So that's my little spiel about you. Just get in the game, whatever game it might be. Just get into it. That's the only how you gonna learn it. Hands on. You can't ride a bike by a nigga telling you how to ride a bike, bro. You gotta hop on there because of what? Because you guys' balance and your body weight is completely different. Your finger structures, you feel me, are different. So the way that you grab the handlebar is going to be different than someone else with fat fingers. You know what I mean? Like, it's different, bruh. I know exactly what I mean. So, yo, just get in the game, bruh. And it's going to reveal itself in a positive, great way. I just feel like saying that. Man, God is good. God is great. We here, man. We are here. Today. I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good, man. I had an interview with Bank of America. I believe I told you guys this a little bit, but I had an interview actually today. And bruh, this was the realest interview I've ever had. And for the most part, bruh, it was probably like 20% interview, 80% just real advice and just mentorship and just realness, yo. Real talk. Like, the lady was just talking, like, of life, about life decisions. And you know what I mean? Like, yo, you go to work, you go to acquire a skill and use that skill to better your life. You don't just acquire that skill and only use it at work. You got to find how you're going to get that skill and use it for your benefit to better your life and your dreams and your motivation to be who you want to be. Stuff like that she's speaking about. And I've been thinking about this. Me, I don't just go to work and just get accounts for mortgage and stuff like that. Nah, bro, I do my research, bro. It's not part of my job description, but I know, like, running across niggas with million-dollar homes and stuff like this, to me, bro, they get into this bread. How the hell they affording this crazy amount of loan? They must be doing something right, at least on the bread aspect of things, right? Well, then, shoot, man, I'm trying to get my bread up, too, so let me try to learn this. See where the transactions are happening, their income, their expenses, liabilities, all that, bro. Researched and should I implement it to my life? And it's like, bam, look at your boy right now. You feel me? I was way better than when I started in mortgage. But I feel like I said, I feel like it's time for me to leave, branch my wings out and go acquire another skill I can implement into my life and create more of that financial freedom and help out people that I love and truly care about and stuff like that. You feel me? Like, man, we just trying to gain this knowledge, gain this wealth, and know what I mean? And live a beautiful life, God willing. Alhamdulillah. You feel me? So, anyways, had the interview. Interview was dope. And she said she wants me to send me to someone else for like a second interview, and he's supposed to contact me and stuff like that. So, waiting on that. I'm going to send Buddy an email just to make sure I show that initiative. You feel me? Take that initiative to just make sure, like, hey, bruh, we going to do this and everything like that. And you know what's fly about her? Bruh, she has Airbnbs in Mexico. I believe just in Mexico. It was like out the country. And the other dude, the nigga I'm gonna have another interview with, right? His name is Kershawn, I believe. He has Airbnbs all over the world. That's what she said. Multiple places, locations. I'm like, oh snap. Look at that, man. Look at God. Look at God, bruh. You feel what I'm saying? When you get in the game and you moving forward, you might not know where the hell to go to next. God's going to show you and give you that reassurance. Hey, keep going this way. Or he's going to show you to make a pivot. Multiple different signs are happening to guide you through, bro. God's connected with you, bro, through your journey. Listen to it. And don't listen to that scared voice. That scared voice is going to always be there, man. I don't know, bro. I don't know. Like, nah, that's too much for you. Nah, that's too big. You thinking too big. Nah. Yo, that shit's going to always be there. You're not smart enough. You're not good enough. This and that. Don't listen to that shit, bro. Get in the game. Push forward and make it happen. You feel me? And good stuff going to happen. But yeah, that interview happened. So that was good, bro. I took a break from work. And bro, the interview was supposed to last 30 minutes. That's what it's set for, bro. That mug was 45 minutes, bro. And I only took a break for work, right? I was like, I'm going to take a break at work. And the thing is, I'm in the building when I was supposed to be at home on Thursday and Fridays, but the manager was on some lame shit, switched it up. So I'm like, damn, bro. Because I wouldn't mind being on an interview and I'm at home, even though I work. You feel me? But ain't nothing happened, though. You feel what I'm saying? Nothing happened. Everything is all good. And then I went to work, finished work, bro. And now your boy here, man, mad hungry. But I got to record this podcast because if I don't, and I eat first, man, I might get tired and not want to feel like doing it and not do it. So I got to make sure I could deliver that right energy. And shoot, we here. But hey, bro, we were left off the laws of human nature. And we left off, we gave only two laws last time. So we going to listen to a couple laws, probably two or three, depending on how it goes. Like I said, man, I am learning this with y'all. I have never read this book, heard the audio of this or anything like that. So we learned it together, and we left off the narcissism and stuff like that, and people knowing stuff like that. So, man, hey, let's get it popping, man. Oh, before we get it popping, man, check in with yourselves. How y'all feeling? How y'all doing? All right, cool. And you know you can't lie to yourself, so there's no point in doing that. Just keep it 100 with yourself at least. So let's get into it, man. We back in it, and we're at law three. So let's get it.
Three, the lore of role-playing. See through people's masks. We all wear masks to show ourselves off in the best possible light. Outward-facing pictures on Facebook and Instagram are quite often not the true reality of how someone's life.
You feel, bro, I was just talking about this. I was like, yo, you might as well just not lie to yourself, keep it 100. Something like that. People wear masks, bro. That role that people put on. Like, bro, when you go to work, you kind of got to put on a role, though. You feel me? Because you can't just be out here just like cussing and doing a whole bunch of stuff. You know what I mean? Unless you work for yourself, then it's a different story. But like, when I go to Wells Fargo, like, I don't say nigga, but I say nigga all the time when I leave that door. You feel me? But I guess it's like you got to be able to decipher like when it is and when it's not. You know what I mean? And sometimes you got to keep shit neutral with some niggas because some people are just there being nosy. It can be family, friends, whatever. You feel me? There's nosy and preying on your downfall and shit like that. So you got to weed out them niggas. And then again, not chill with them niggas. But if you have to, right, for like Thanksgiving or something like that, keep it neutral. Keep it neutral, playa. Keep it neutral. And on Instagram, Facebook, and everything like that, I ain't telling you to live the realest because and most vulnerable, but that's how I live it, bro. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at JustinBless_. And you feel me? I keep that shit all the way 100, bro. Real talk. Let's get back into it, though.
It is. Luckily, our masks have cracks in them that leak out people's true feelings. These leaks can be noticed through nonverbal cues, certain facial expressions, inflection of the voice, or tension in the body. Through body language and tone of voice, which is mostly unconscious, we can better read someone's true feelings beneath the mask. People are like the moon. They only show you one of their sides. Arthur Schopenhauer. If you want to present yourself in the most optimal way and become a master at reading others, practice these three skills. Observational skills. 1. When you are having a conversation with someone, pay close attention to micro expressions. These are split-second expressions such as forced smiles, changes in the tone of voice, or body language which gives mixed signals. 2. Get to know how someone operates in normal situations or at their baseline. Then compare that to how they operate under conditions of stress or excitement. 3. People watch. Take some time to watch how people behave in situations. Take notes and also observe yourself. Remember the cracks in the mask we spoke about earlier? Those flashes of micro expressions? People can try to prevent these cracks from leaking and showing their true feelings, but that would be futile, as they are, for the most part, completely unconscious and uncontrollable. In order to see through other people's masks, you need to master the decoding keys. Key 1. Dislike-like cues. Pursing of the lips, sudden squinting of the eyes or the glare, a stiffened neck, feet that turn away from you as you engage in conversation, folding of the arms, and excess tension in the body are all clues. If someone gives you a compliment or praises you without their eyes lighting up, this could be a clue of hidden envy. Learn to distinguish between a fake and genuine smile. Genuine smiles move the eyes, eyebrows, and cheeks upward. Dominance and submission. People who feel dominant tend to talk more in conversations and interrupt regularly. It is fairly easy to meet a couple and notice which one is the dominant one in the relationship. The dominant partner may seem to only half listen to their partner in a group conversation and will make eye contact with others in the group, but not their partner as often. Deception cues. People who are trying to hide something become more chatty and animated. Gestures with the hands and arms can become more exaggerated. If you perceive that someone is trying to deceive you, let them continue to talk as much as they can, and when the time is right, hit them with a pointed question and see what kind of micro-expressions your question creates within them. The art of impression management. In order to perform optimally in social situations, you can do the following. Be aware of your nonverbal cues like body language and tone of voice. Give genuine smiles and use welcoming body language. Make sure you create the right first impression. Selectively make yourself absent and create an air of mystery. Make your behavior less predictable and project saintly qualities like sincerity and honesty.
Bro, you can't tell me this joint ain't fire, bro. Like, I didn't know. I'm not saying I didn't know, but I'm like paying very close attention, right? To like, dang, like what are stuff I do like when I'm lying? And because everybody lies, you feel me? Like, I'm very honest and stuff like that. But with like some people, I just feel like they don't deserve like the truth. Is that messed up? Bro, is that messed up to say, bro? Or like, is that I? Because like, that's how I feel with a lot of people, a lot of things. Like when I meet somebody, I could see like, am I gonna give you the truth or not? Like, especially like what I got going on with my life, like, I keep it real. I gotta see where you at first. Cause a lot of people love to be like, oh, me too. Like, me this, me this, me that, me this. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's like they wanna seem like they're on the same level as you, or you're not elevating or stuff, you're not elevating past them or whatever it might be. And I feel that's hella dumb. Just live your truth. You feel me? So with them not living their truth, I keep that shit real cordial. You feel me? But shit, let's get back into it.
Law 4. The law of compulsive behavior. Determine the strength of people's character. Our characters are formed in early childhood and by our daily habits. You can measure the strength of someone's character by how well they handle adversity, their ability to work with others, their patience, and their ability to learn. Character is destiny. Heraclitus. The word character comes from ancient Greek and was used for an engraving instrument. Our characters are stamped within us. Spirits and gods do not control us. Our character does. It is impossible to remove your character, but it is possible to lessen or stop negative patterns in your life. You need to first understand your own character and then learn to value character above all else when choosing a partner to work with or an intimate partner. Character should be placed above intelligence, beauty, and reputation.
Bruh, that's a fact, bruh. Before the beauty, before all that stuff, man, like, who the hell are you, bruh? Your character, how do you move in this world? I can't be dealing with niggas. Family, too, cut them niggas off, bruh. If you're not moving a certain way that I would love or like to be associated with, bro, we just ain't talking, bro. We ain't speaking. We ain't doing none of that, my nigga. Out of respect for the family move, when I see you, you feel me? I say, what's up? Am I checking for you, trying to chill with you, trying to do this, trying to... No, nigga. It's character. People be like, man, I'm real this, I'm real that. You know where the real or fake shit come from? It's based off a person's character, how they move in this world. You feel me? And to also say this. No matter how real you are or fake you are, whatever the case is, somebody will always think you the realest or you fake, or you the fakest and other people might think you the realest. At the end of the day, bruh, it's about how you move for yourself and if you are proud of the man or the woman in the mirror. You feel me? Because everybody views is different, man. You might... You feel me? Give your seat up for an elderly person, but someone else might not want to do that when it's on a busy bus or whatever. People are going to look at that two different ways. Yeah, for the most part, you might think like, yo, that's the right thing to do. But some people be like, man, you tripping, man. Working 16 hours on your feet and now you giving, nah, nigga tripping. You know what I mean? It just, like, it's different. You feel me? But no matter what it is in your life, how you want to move, you always judge people after a character, bro. How they move, regardless of you around or not. How do they treat other people, whatever, man. It all comes down to character. Character before beauty. Real talk.
Actions repeated over time is the main indicator of someone's character. People with strong character do not give up easily, are persistent, and are open to new ideas. People with weak character, on the other hand, are overwhelmed easily, difficult to rely upon, and not open to learn from others because needing to learn from others would imply criticism or shortcomings. The most significant indicator of people's character comes through their actions over time. Toxic characters. You need to first identify and then steer clear of people with these toxic characteristics. The hyper-perfectionist. Someone who may seem dedicated, but is unable to delegate and must control every situation. In other words, a control freak. The relentless rebel. Someone who hates authority and mistrusts anyone in power. They cannot accept any criticism and are often childish in their behavior.
That's funny.
The personalizer. Someone who is very sensitive and thoughtful. However, that sensitivity only goes one way, which is inward. They take everything personally. Avoid these people because they will try to make you feel guilty for something you said or did that spurred their sensitivity. The drama magnet. Someone whose only way to get attention is by surrounding themselves with drama and problems.
Damn, it's annoying.
They always find a way to become a victim in any given situation. The big talker. Someone who is always talking a big game, but never actually finishes anything they have started.
I used to be.
They will inevitably just waste your time. The sexualizer. Someone with an abundance of sexual energy. This usually comes from a dark place, and they tend to see every relationship as a possible path to something sexual. The pampered prince or princess. Someone who is overindulged and given too much attention by their parents at a young age. If they don't get what they want, they can show baby-like behavior to an extreme of even throwing tantrums. Yo. The moralizer. Someone who condemns something, but secretly is drawn to that thing. They seem moral, but they have a secret dark side. Law 5.
Everybody has something.
The law of covetousness. Become an elusive object of desire. We are marked by the continual desire to possess what we do not have, the object projected by our fantasies. It is human nature to desire things we don't have, and once we have finally obtained that desire, we are already distracted and looking for something better. Most often this is referred to as the grass is always greener syndrome. Nowadays, people see vulnerability and being forthright as a path to truth and honesty. Letting people know all your likes, dislikes, fears, and loves, and believing that people should just love you and desire you for who you are. In actuality, what people really want is for their fantasies to be stimulated. But if you become too familiar, there is no mystery and no room for imagination. People's interest in you will be paper thin. Do not follow the moralism of the times, which urges honesty at the expense of desirability. Here are three strategies for stimulating desire. 1. Know when and how to withdraw. Be a little cold, don't be needy, and never be too obvious with your opinions, feelings, values, and tastes. You want to allow for others to create their own picture of you in their imagination. Know when to withdraw, maybe for a day, maybe for a week. Create some sense of mystery around yourself. 2. Create rivalries of desire. What we want almost always reflects what others want. The man who has been single for 5 years gets into a relationship and all of a sudden has 2 other women interested in him. Or the child who wants his brother's new toy. Creating the impression that you or your work are desired by others will attract others. In negotiation tactics, always have another party that is also interested to create a rivalry. 3. Use induction. Associate yourself with something slightly illicit, unconventional, or defiant. Almost all people desire voyeurism, which is seeing inside the private lives of others. Give others the impression that you are sharing secrets that shouldn't be known and may create some outrage, but a lot of curiosity. The secrets need to be new and exotic. And finally, dangle something in front of people that is just out of their reach. The offer of a fast path to riches or the fountain of youth. Remember that possession does not compel people to act. Desire does. Focus your attention on looking inward, finding what you truly desire, and then following those desires. Don't become distracted by what everyone else is chasing or trying to influence you to follow. Your time in life is limited. Law 6, the law of short-sightedness. Elevate your perspective.
Yo, that was good, bro. That's 2 laws right there. We gonna listen to 1 more law, because those are kind of short. You feel me? Yeah, those were kind of short. So we're going to listen to this one as well. But that one was good, though, man. Like, it does make sense, bro, because when I hopped in a relationship, like, more women popped up. And it always like that. But sometimes when you don't have a relationship, you're like, damn, where all the hoes at? Then they come. You feel me? It could be with a lot of different things. Like, man, I just wanted this candy, but then something else pop up. It's a trip, man. This book is freaking fire. Shit, let's get it going, man. Law 6, man. Short-sightedness. Elevate your perspective. Let's see that.
Humans are most impressed by what they can see and hear now in the present.
That's right.
By overemphasizing the present, we lose perspective over our long-term goals. Yep. When you are standing at the base of the mountain, you are unable to have much perspective over the bigger picture. As you go higher up the mountain, you can see more clearly. When you reach the top of the mountain, you have a panoramic view that is much clearer than the one that you had when you were standing at the base of the mountain. People who are stuck in the present are the people standing at the base of the mountain. People who are reactive to the present events are most susceptible to manipulation and other alluring get-rich-quick schemes.
Yeah.
With an elevated perspective, you will have the patience and clarity to reach almost any objective. Instead of reacting to everything that is in front of you, you need to train your far-sighted perspective or your bigger picture And you can do this by detaching yourself from the heat of the moment, calming down your emotions of fear or excitement, analyzing all the negative consequences of taking that action, focusing on the long-term goals, and asking yourself if taking action is in alignment with that vision. Distancing yourself from the present will allow you to gain a wider perspective and look further into the future. You should also avoid prolonged contact with people who are narrow-sighted. These people are like the people standing at the base of the mountain without any long-term perspective and are in a perpetually reactive mode.
Got the long-term goals, bruh. You got to have them goals, man. Like, bro, what you trying to be in 5 years? And I ain't talking about no stupid high school question, nigga. Nah, really, what? Like, what you really trying to do? What are you doing currently to get to that point and for you to be on top of that mountain, whatever mountain it might be, to see that beautiful view? You know what I mean? It might be a technology. I want to build a chip that does this, that, and the third. All right, my nigga, but how we going to get there? Yeah, long-term goals, man.
There are four signs of short-sightedness that you need to be aware of and overcome. One, unintended consequences. Life is complex. You are naive to think that A will lead to B, then B will lead to C. Events and other people with their own motivations will come into contact with your plans and your long-term goals. And these things are wholly out of your control. However, by first going through all the possible negative consequences of taking an action, you are at least aware of ways in which your plans could deviate. Think deeply. Go as far as your mind can go in all permutations or chain reactions of decisions. That new TV that you saw on sale seems like a good bargain in the heat of the moment. But what chain reactions will that purchase cause? After all, now you need to get your money's worth, right? So what's that going to mean? One hour a day of Netflix and the news, which maybe turns into 4 hours a day. And, you know, before you know it, over the span of a month, that is approximately 120 hours in front of a TV. Or if you extrapolate.
Bro, that is so wild. People watch TV that long. Like, my guy, hell no, I don't do that. The only time I watch TV like a long time and hella is like when my girl come over, you feel me? And like, we just chilling and stuff like that, bonding and watching some anime and stuff. Like, that's the only time we watching hella, but I ain't doing that normally, just like, nah, bruh.
Get out over a year, that's 1,460 hours. And over the next 5 years, 7,300 hours of your life.
Damn.
Was the TV on sale worth 7,300 hours of your life?
Damn.
Two, tactical hell. When you find yourself in arguments on all fronts just to protect your ego or win the argument, you have probably lost sight of your long-term goals and vision. Now would be the time to ask yourself, what are my real values and priorities? Then focus your time and energy away from useless arguments and towards your long-term goals. Does winning the argument or protecting your ego help you to achieve those goals? Most probably not. Three, ticker tape fever. Nowadays, we all have become addicted to the continuous news cycles and pings and dings of social media. If you are reacting to and following all of these updates to guide your decisions, then you have the fever and you need to refocus your energy towards your long-term vision. Focusing more on your long-term outcomes needs patience, but it will reward you with calmness and clarity. Four, lost in trivia. It is easy to drown in a sea of information nowadays, especially when you are actively trying to have all the details. To prevent this feeling of information overload and the perpetual chasing of every minuscule detail, remind yourself that you don't have to have all the details. With a solid vision and long-term goals, you can weed out the essentials from the non-essentials, and it is wise to delegate and let subordinates do the rest of the information gathering for you. You can steer the ship, but you don't also need to be below the decks, manning the oars.
Ooh, that's deep.
Become a far-sighted human. Detach from the now. Yeah. Calm your emotions in the present and get yourself to a higher point on the mountain to widen your perspective and see all the future consequences of the decisions that you make now.
Hell yeah, bro. Man, be a far-sighted, goal-oriented person, bro. Yes, be present in the now. You feel me? Because tomorrow's not promised. But you got to, you starting at the bottom of the mountain, man. You got to have that vision in your mind. Like, bro, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get on top. And it's kind of like with me, bro. Like, I am new on this podcast, right? Been podcasting almost 50 episodes. New compared to a lot of other people. Also, social media content, same thing. Like, new to a lot of people that have been doing this consistently, I'm talking about, right? And real estate as well. Young nigga, new in this game, you feel me? Under 2 years, and I done a lot. So, it's like, but I know my goals, bro. Like, I know where I want to be, bro. I know where I'm going to be. I know God has this written. It's engineered for your boy to get it and make it. I got to continue to do my part. And with my part, I got to be consistent. Key word, bro. Freaking consistent. To make sure that my dreams become a what? A motherfucking reality. Man. And y'all too, man, whatever it is, make sure y'all stay consistent in y'all dreams and y'all goals, man. I love to learn new things with y'all, and y'all, I love to just motivate y'all, inspire y'all, whatever way that might be, man. This is Justin Bless. You know who it is, man. One of the most realest, man. I know they say real don't say they real. Let the world say it, but man, before the world can say it, you gotta believe it, you gotta be able to see it for yourself. You make that decision. You're gonna be real to yourself first, and then you're gonna be real to the world second. Or sure, if it's the other way, man. You be real to God first, man, yourself second, then you be real to the world. Cause the world, man, it's a shiesty place. You don't know what's up, what's up, what down. But you do good. Be good. For the most part, man, everything's gonna work out great in your favor, man. Hey, God is good. God is great, man. It's just a bless. I appreciate you guys, man. If you haven't subscribed already, please subscribe to the podcast. And I don't say that all the time because, man, if you love it, you're gonna do it. You already know what it is. You feel me? But shoot, we calling y'all to action right now. Please subscribe to the podcast. Rate the podcast. Follow me on social media sites at JustinBless_. You know who it is. You know what it is, man. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. None less, nigga.